We interrupt this program to bring you...
OTOT.
It's disgusting. I don't want to talk about it. No, it's too disgusting. Don't say it. It's disgusting.
Hour number two of Overtime here, coming at you live. 1 hour down, one more remains here on your Monday. 865-546-8200. Open the show talking about the Athletic article about the UCLA basketball coaching search, which mentioned that Rick Barnes actually reached out to the Bruins first, rather than vice versa. Then moved on to talk about Tennessee baseball with the sweep of Kentucky over the weekend. The Vols are 30-11, third in the East, looking in good shape to be able to host an NCAA regional. Had a lot of good baseball talk about Tony Vitello and Tennessee, and we ended hour number one talking about Peyton Manning once again turning down ESPN, turning down a role as a commentator on ESPN's Monday Night Football. He's going to instead do his second ESPN Plus series, which is called Peyton's Places.
I'm into that.
I'd like to see Peyton's Places.
It'll give us something to talk about in
July. Where are his places?
I don't know.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
Take you around the Papa John's he used to own.
Maybe.
The lines of stoners out the door. I don't know. I don't know where he'll take us here. But I'll tell you one place Peyton's not taking us, to the Monday Night Football booth.
Unfortunately, yes.
He just doesn't want to be around the Boogermobile, which they've scrapped that, by the way. But
thank goodness.
Would you want to be on the show that had the Boogermobile? I don't
know.
No,
it sounds disgusting.
Well, thank you.
Man, they went from some of the goats, man. They went from some of the goats. Howard Cosell back in the day, Monday Night Football, and now they went to the Boogermobile?
Yeah, it's gross.
It's absolutely disgusting stuff here. But I'll tell you what isn't disgusting. It is time once again for us to hand the reins over to Cole McCormick. He's going to give you your 7 o'clock recruiting update here. Tell you what's going on with the Vols on the football field, on the hardwood, and all other places that have some interesting nuggets developing over the weekend. Turn over to him, and as always, it's brought to you by Knoxville Stone Interior, soon to be KC Kitchen Center at the end of the month. Cole talk.
All right, thank you, Tanner. Let's see. Tonight we'll start with Keanu Williams. Mr. Williams has been given an offer from Tennessee. He says, beyond excited to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag GBO. Mr. Williams is from Clovis, California, at Clovis High School. He's a defensive end in the 2021 class, 6'5", 250 pounds. 247 Sports has him ranked as a 4-star prospect, 11th best defensive end in the class, and 15th overall player out of the state of California. Other offers for Mr. Williams come from Michigan, Oregon, USC, and Utah, just to name a few. Next, Phillips. I can't read apparently tonight. Andrew Phillips has Tennessee in his top five. He tweets, first off, I want to say thank you to all the coaches and teams who have recruited me throughout this tough recruiting process, but these are my top five teams. Recruitment still open and in no specific order. Along with the Tennessee Vols are Kentucky, Virginia Tech, Louisville, and NC State. Mr. Phillips is out of South Carolina, Muldeen, South Carolina to be exact, at Muldeen High School. He's a corner in the 2020 class, 5'11", 180 pounds. 247 Sports has him as a 3-star prospect, 57th overall corner in the 2020 class, 11th overall player in the state of South Carolina. Current crystal ball prediction set at 100% to Kentucky, and he is set to announce July the 8th, so mark your calendars for that. Other offers for Mr. Phillips come from Kentucky, of course, Virginia Tech, Louisville, NC State, Tennessee, and many, many more. Next, Justin Lewis. We'll go to the hardwood real quick. Mr. Lewis has Tennessee in his top 10. He tweets, tremendously blessed to announce my final 10 schools. Let's see here. Along with Tennessee, is UConn, Maryland, Marquette, UCF, Virginia Tech, Purdue, Xavier, Ohio State, and West Virginia. Excuse me, not Xavier, Seton Hall. Seton Hall. Mr. Lewis is from Townsend, Maryland at Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. Wow. He is a, let's see here, a power forward in the 2020 class, 6'7", 225 pounds, so a big, big man. Four-star guy, according to 247 Sports, 16th overall power forward in the class, fifth best player out of the state of Maryland. Offers, he's got them from everybody, Maryland, UCF, Marquette, Tennessee, Boston College, UConn, everybody in his top 10. So good to see that for Vol basketball. Next, we move on to Michael Reese. Mr. Reese has also been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He says, extremely grateful and blessed to receive an offer from the University of Tennessee. Mr. Reese is an in-state guy out of Antioch, Tennessee at Cane Ridge High School. He's a defensive end in the 2020 class, 6'3", 255 pounds. Three-star guy, according to 247 Sports, 58th overall defensive tackle in the class, 26th player in the state of Tennessee. Holds offers from, of course, now Tennessee, Arkansas, Tulane, Vanderbilt, and Wake Forest, just to name a few. And then last but certainly not least for this Monday, Walter Nolan has been given a scholarship to Tennessee. He tweets, truly blessed and honored to receive my first offer from the University of Tennessee, hashtag GBO. Mr. Nolan is from Olive Branch, Mississippi, a Mississippi native. He's a freshman, so he is in the 2022 class, defensive lineman in the class. That's pretty much all I got on him. Doesn't say how tall he is, what he weighs, his other offers. Freshman in the 2022 class now has a very fresh Tennessee offer.
So fresh and so clean.
So fresh and so clean. And that will do it for this Monday edition of the Recruiting Update. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Cole. Thank you, Cole, as always. You're welcome. Here. And I'd like to once again extend our thanks to Knoxville Stone Interior, soon to be changing up the game, changing up the brand and the name to KC Kitchen Center, opening up at the end of the month. They're finally set to make that official move out to Kingston Pike, 5902 Kingston Pike. They're going to be conveniently located at the bottom of Bearden Hill, right across from Food City, next to U.S. Bank, Buddy's Barbecue, and Sonic as well down there in that area. You're going to be the same type of friendly and experienced staff that KSI has been bringing you for over a decade now. It's going to be a test kitchen, creative classroom, event center as well. Kelly even told me she's hoping to host a lot of weddings there. Yes, weddings, by the way. If you would like a wedding spot, they have a chapel that's attached to it. That's going to be the new event center. A chapel that's been there since the 1800s. About the 1880s, I think.
Spooky.
Talking about Red Dead Redemption type of stuff.
Okay.
Talking about being there that long, but they're going to have that as part of the kitchen center as well. And it's always going to be the same great selection of countertop options, granite, quartz, marble, and more. If you're looking to update your kitchen, your bathroom, an entertainment center, extra space in your house, or even outside your house, if you'd like to get started on an outdoor kitchen as well, since summer is quickly approaching as well, KSI is going to have the surface to fit your need. Give them a call at 865-971-5800. Go online to knoxstoneinteriors.com. You can fill out and get a free quote estimate form as well. And as always, it's Knoxville Stone Interiors, soon to be KC Kitchen Center. They've done 9,000 kitchen and bath makeovers in county. You look like you're about to ask me something.
No, I was
you're looking at me the corner of my eye. I'm like, are you
just listening to you.
Oh, I'm done now.
Okay.
I'm done now.
Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Very excited for the fine folks at KSI. I've been with us for about a year now. I got the tour location as well. Place is going to be sweet. Absolutely amazing here. Daniel Bratman, you got the shirt on. It's you look like you're about to go to a funeral, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't feel good right now, do you?
Not at all.
Because we got
zero confidence.
We got game six, in case you don't know what I'm talking about. Daniel Bratman has a National Predators shirt on. Get playoff loud. It is the playoffs. Unfortunately, if the Preds play the way they have played the last two games, it will be the end of the playoffs tonight. It's game six with the Dallas Stars leading 3-2 in Dallas. Puck drop 8:30 Eastern. It's not good.
No, it's not.
Last game was not good. We thought we were going to have a bounce back from Pekka.
No.
You thought the Preds might look a little more you know, energized, a little more disciplined? No.
Thought I might see the defense correct some mistakes they've made in game four. Nope.
No.
That didn't happen. After game four and game five, I just have no confidence in this team tonight, which really sucks. Like, it's not fun thinking like this. It's been scratching at me all day.
It's been a craptastic series the past few games.
They just don't look like they're playing for anything.
And even in the two games that Nashville's won, you could argue that in those two games, the Stars might have been the better team for the
game
majority of the game.
Game three was a fluke.
Yes, it was. No, it absolutely was. And then the Stars have just absolutely laid the hammer on you the last two games.
Those top two lines for the Dallas Stars.
Oh my
have
God!
Been
oh, the second
murdering.
The, no,
murdering
the second line, well, the one with Radulov, man, that's been the one that's been given a lot of the damage.
And then Nashville's
and the
top two lines are non-existent.
You're not getting any production. You know, you are getting production out of Rocco Grimaldi.
That's it.
Him and it's like okay. Outside of what Forsberg's had, two goals this series.
I think only one.
Is it only one?
Okay, I'm pretty
sure
it's only one.
You haven't been getting a lot out of Johansson or Arvidsson.
Nope. I don't know where they have been.
You have not getting
Johansson finally scored one.
Yeah, he finally did.
But I don't know where he is. Yeah, it took Johansson a couple games. Just that top line that was supposed to be the line that would produce the most for us has been non-existent, and it's been troublesome. Been giving me headaches.
It's been absolute. You could say it's absolute fluke that it's gotten to game six.
Yeah, and it makes me even more mad because Alexander Radulov is a former Pred.
Yeah,
he left the Preds to go play hockey in Russia in the KHL. Came back. I guess the speed of the NHL games were too much for him. The Preds got rid of him, and now he ended up in Dallas and he's tearing the Preds apart. It's
yeah, I love the luck here. So let's just say, you know, the Preds don't work a miracle and force a game seven, win a game seven back in Bridgestone. Let's just say it ends tonight here. What do you think needs to be, if anything, what needs to be done to this team if this ends tonight? Or are we thinking some serious, like, changes to, you know, just absolute strategy? Well, do you think there needs to be some pressure under Lafayette?
Yeah.
What's going to go on here?
I think the main problem is this team hasn't really figured each other out yet. The Preds made a lot of trades close to the deadlines. Wayne Simmons, Brian Boyle, Mikael Grenland. I just think like the chemistry's not there. There's no chemistry between them. So I pray that they win and force a game seven. But if the series ends tonight, then that's definitely something they need to work on over the summer and in the offseason is finding that team chemistry because – this team I'm watching now is not the team I've watched the past 2 years. I don't know what's happened to them.
So you're saying start with some smaller things before you get to the point of like, okay, let's shake up things on the coaching front.
I don't think it's Laviolette. I think Lavi's done a great job. I mean,
I'm not missing. Some people are getting frustrated. Yeah. Some people are getting frustrated with lack of strategy changes.
Yeah, and the Stars have just figured out what the Preds like to do and just completely shut them out. Need to change it up a little bit. I don't know if that's changing players from different lines to new lines. Something needs to change if they're going to force a game seven. But as of right now, the way I've seen the Preds play the past two games, I have like 5% confidence.
As the Preds expert at this station here, and yes, so that's an unofficial title. But I mean, you are the Nashville native. You have been to probably countless games and everything. As the expert here, as our de facto expert on this station here, what's the number one thing that needs to happen tonight for a win and to force a game seven? Does it all start with is it starting with, you know, just
closing
not allowing defensive penetration? Is it certainly stopping those giveaways, man? The giveaways in the last game, you just knew if that trend continued, it was not going to be pretty, and it wasn't. Or does it really just go back to Pekka?
Shutting down those shooting lanes for the Dallas Stars tonight is going to be absolutely huge. You know, not letting them get many opportunities in the slot, that's going to be big. Because from what I've noticed this entire series, most of their goals are coming from right in front of Pekka in the slot. So shutting down those shooting lanes, that's going to be huge. And crashing the net and finishing, it seems like the Preds have outshot the Stars, except for that one game where they had 42.
Right.
And they just haven't been finishing. top two lines almost non-existent other than Forsberg and Johansson's goal each, but they just gotta play defense tonight.
I'm hoping for a miracle,
you can't get
man.
Burned. You can't get caught in the back skate and then have someone get behind you, because that's how easy opportunities set up.
I think it might be – I think if you give up the first goal of your Preds, I think it's going to be really dangerous.
Oh, if that crowd – because that crowd gets behind them? Four, yeah. Oh, my goodness. It
They're
was loud.
It,
it almost sounded like Nashville. So if that crowd gets into it, it's going to be a tough one.
Oh, especially if they give up one the first 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, we gave up three
exactly,
the first 10
exactly
minutes game four.
Oh, that's another thing, too. Play with more discipline.
Please.
It is so frustrating.
This looks like a daisical out there.
It is so frustrating.
Play with discipline.
I'm hoping for a miracle, man. I'm hoping for it because I'd like to go see a playoff game. I'd like to go
They're
see
fun.
One at Bridgestone.
They are fun.
I'd love to go see it. I won't be able to if they lose tonight.
Nope.
Because even if they win tonight, I won't be able to if they don't win this series, because I wouldn't be able to go to a game seven because I'd still be here for the next series.
Even if
though,
by some
if
miracle,
the next series.
And the Preds pull this one out and pull one out in game seven, I don't know who we'd be facing in the second round, but whoever it is, they're going to tear us up if they carry this play
in the
second round.
I'm pretty sure Blues. It's the Blues. You didn't have a lot of good luck with the Blues in
no.
the regular season either. Had no, Lucas Pansy could say that in person on Friday.
Yeah, the Blues tore us up in the regular season, so that'd be good. But
some forget
taking a game at a time.
Crazier things have happened, that's for sure.
That's true. The Lightning got swept.
That's also true. So the Pens. Hate to see it. Absolutely hate to see it.
Flames did too.
No, it was five games.
Five, it was 4-1.
It was five, but still, it was a pretty big whooping that Colorado gave on them. 865-546-8200-546-8200. Rolling along here in hour number two. More overtime on the way. Stick with us.
Now get the guns, the drugs from my generation. I'll take the fall. The state and across the nation. And it's a state. The guns, the fraud, the messing with me.
Do either of y'all see this false alarm on the Appalachian Trail today?
I heard briefly on the drive they were talking about some dude who was running around with a machete or something.
No, I didn't see it.
It was supposed to be a machete. This dude is supposed to be on a machete, like harassing people. He's supposed to be armed and dangerous.
Oh.
I cannot find like an actual article. I thought this is going to be on WBIR, but it's just a video here.
That's scary.
Let me try to get on my app here. It turns out it's not a threat at all. Wasn't a threat at all. Supposed to have like a machete. And they say they have like a pit bull with him.
Oh, Lord.
Just like trying to like threaten and like harass people here. But apparently.
I mean, if we're being honest, that wouldn't be the craziest thing to hear on the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah.
No,
it wouldn't.
No, yeah.
I'm not a big hiker to begin with.
No.
But I mean, like, I don't know if I'd go on the Appalachian Trail, though, man.
No, absolutely
you
not.
You wouldn't know. I mean, you already have to worry about wild animals and stuff like that, which I know, I mean, encounters that are, like, really dangerous, you know, rare-ish.
I got a hard time hiking up my stairs to get to my room at night.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good point.
You have nothing to worry about without a potential just maniac with a machete. Let's see. Here's a video here. I'm trying to wait for it. Okay. Here's a picture. I'm showing Brandon this picture. So it was. This dude's just, he's got like a backpack on, carrying something. He has a dog with him. Well, the man was carrying a guitar.
Ah.
Not a machete.
Easily, you can easily confuse those two things.
Classic. Oh, I confuse machetes with guitars all the time.
Classic mix-up.
This was deep in the Smokies, of course. This is in Madison County, North Carolina. The deputies found the hiker and spoke to him. He has not made any criminal threats. He's not been charged with anything either. So yeah, these people probably, they either saw him from a distance and like thought he might have been carrying something that kind of resembled a machete, or they saw this dude and they were just making false reports. Whoever reported this hiker.
Did he have the pit bull?
He had a dog with him. I don't even know it looks like a pit bull, though. Dog looks harmless, though. Guitars for machetes, man.
Common mistake.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time. This still doesn't make me any easier about potentially like hiking with like just myself or like a small group of people. I feel like I'd have to be like a big group to feel safe about hiking like deep in the mountains.
I still wouldn't feel safe. I got a deathly fear of snakes.
I've done it. It's not bad. I've gone with me and two other guys. We hiked Rocky Top. It's not bad.
Hiked Rocky Top. So you mean like...
Like the peak.
Oh, okay. Top. I was about to say, trail. Did you go to Kleeman's Dome or something?
No, no, the peak, like the trail Rocky
the
Top.
The actual Rocky Top. Oh, okay. I was wondering, I'm like, I was about to ask, did you hike to Lake City?
No.
Like,
no.
Like, what's going on
just,
here?
Just the three of us, one Sunday, took the hike. All day event.
How long of a hike was it?
Oh, it... Like miles wise, or
rough estimate.
I'd say 8 miles up, 8 miles back, ooh, maybe okay. more than that. I forgot exactly, but it was an all day thing.
I like hiking. I like the outdoors and stuff like that. I don't know about like a long all day type of hike though. One, yeah. I'm out of shape.
Yeah,
so that wouldn't be the best thing. Two, it's like, you know, given my luck, I'd walk right into like a mother black bear protecting her cubs, and I'm dead. And then I'm absolutely dead. Or, you know, get bit by, like, a poisonous snake.
Yeah, that's what that would be me, like, going off to the bathroom and then just, boom, snake pit right there. It's like, hello.
Of course, and then you can just run to a serial killer and then you're the next victim.
I was a little off. It's about 7 miles up, 7 miles back, so roughly 14.
Still a 14-mile
still a
round trip.
It's pretty vertical, too.
That's a haul.
You're walking up the whole time. It was fun.
And plus, you're taking, you're probably, like, I don't know how much gear you were taking with you, but you probably have, like, some type of weight you were taking with you, too.
I mean, I had a backpack of water and snacks and a jacket and a speaker. We had music going the whole time.
Yeah. There you go.
That's good. Probably scared away any animals.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And all the weirdos on the trail.
That's also true. Were you armed with, like, anything?
Yeah, did you have some type of weapon?
Like a knife, at least? Pepper spray, something?
We did have protection. I will not say what it was, but we did.
You had a gun with you, didn't you?
I can neither confirm deny.
Somebody had a gun.
That there was a gun involved.
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
We're a pro Second Amendment show here. It's okay, Cole. You had to do what you can to defend yourself from a bunch of psychos here. Let's go with this too here while we're looking at some local news around here. So you also see this here. The Civic Coliseum is now closed for upgrades. It's going to be some upgrades to the old Civic Coliseum.
Okay.
Much needed, by the way.
Yeah, yes. That place.
It's a dump.
Last time I was at the Ice Bears game, I was like, wow.
It is an ancient building here. Yeah. Finally, there's going to be some big changes to the Civic Coliseum and Auditorium. Would you like to know what they are?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, the first, it's on the lead here on the story. The good news is there will be more restrooms.
Thank God.
The next time you go for an event.
Three men's room they have there is not enough.
And no, that's just one of the biggest upgrades. It is the next phase of the $10 million renovation project for the event, which opened all the way back in 1961.
Wow.
I mean, JFK was still alive the last time that opened, man.
Yeah.
Old building.
Wow.
City of Knoxville brought in a team to test the feasibility of the building back in 2016, and this study recommended the Spitty spend around $140 million to replace the Coliseum or spend at least $26 million to bring it up to industry standard. And, of course, it didn't get torn down, so it's just they're just going to upgrade it here. Of course, the Coliseum is home to the Ice Bears, a bunch of different events and concerts as well. I've been there several times. I mean, I don't know who hasn't been there for something.
I've been to a multiple Ice Bears games. Fun time.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely fun. This says also here they did not bring the facility up to modern standards. They were in danger of losing the Ice Bears.
Oh, no.
Really?
Could have been potential to lose the Ice Bears, man.
No.
You don't want to play in a dump like that.
Facts.
Says the committee committed less than half the funds recommended for updates. You're going to see the changes. Phase one of the work is already complete, and that was mostly in the 6,500-seat Coliseum. It included new LED sports lighting, a new HVAC unit, an upgraded fire alarm system, and emergency lighting for the entire building, and also updates to the struts and the ceiling. What comes next in this phase here? It's going to be the restroom upgrade.
Here we go.
Woo, much needed.
Let's go.
The plan calls for a modern redesign of the restrooms and an increase in the number of restroom facilities.
It's about time.
Need the potties, man. We need the potties. Another big improvement that is coming, a new center-hung scoreboard that will modernize the facility and greatly improve sight lines for guests in the upper levels. It will be a huge win for the hockey fans of the Ice Bears who will be able to see live video feeds with
Finally,
replay capability.
If you're sitting high enough, like behind the goal, You can't see. You can see the goalie's head, and that's it.
Yeah.
You can't see the trap.
That is right. Oh.
Yeah, so that'll be good to have that video.
Yeah, you never know when, like, an actual goal will score until you hear reaction.
Or you see the sticks go up.
Yeah, that too. I think the last time I was there for an Ospreys game, I sat in a seat like that.
Yeah.
I purposely bought a cheap ticket, so I did get what I paid for.
I mean, yeah.
They need a type of video screen with, like, replay, man. Because it's a joke for any type of, like, venue to not have that in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're talking about, like, a high school, you know, gym or something like that. There's high school gyms
in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. I know, for one, the Oakland, they have a video board.
Yeah.
Just like for high school? It's just becoming a more common thing in high schools now.
I'm still looking at these updates here. What else is coming here? The Ice 4 will also be replaced, and new dashers with a wide view acrylic glass will be added. Those are to clear barriers between the players and the audience. They will also replace a second HVAC unit in the Coliseum, make improvements to the roof drain system, and do power upgrades to meet the needs of larger performances. And also big changes are coming for the auditorium part of the complex. The stage will get a new professional flooring system. They are going to install a new fly system that will make maneuvering sets, lighting, and backdrops easier. And they will also be adding a motorized orchestra pit lift. Ooh! Upgrading the catwalk safety systems and replacing the stage smoke vents for theatrical events. So there we go. The next phase of the work starts next week, a week from now, April 29th. They will be closed for the renovations through September, and the auditorium, which seats 2,500, will be closed from August 22nd through late October.
Okay.
So there you go. Finally going to modernize the Civic Coliseum, man.
It's about time.
I wish they would. I know they probably didn't have the money for it. The city did. I would have liked a whole new place.
Yeah, I would too.
It's about time. You're talking about, what, an almost 60-year-old facility?
Close.
They just can't. Villains just can't last that long like that, man. Mm-hmm. They just really can't. It's rare that they do, especially like a enclosed like arenas.
Yeah,
very hard that they last that long. I would like the brand new thing.
I would.
Of course,
too.
The burden probably would have been on the taxpayers. Of course, so.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, that's how much do you like going over there and valuing it?
I've been once, so I don't enjoy it too
but
much.
But at least they're taking care of necessities.
Yeah,
more bathrooms.
Yeah.
An actual center-hung scoreboard with a live video feed. At the very least, that's going to be nice. Maybe they'll add a variety to the concession options, too.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a lot, and they're not good.
As long as they keep the Dippin' Dots, I will be happy.
You like some Dippin' Dots?
I love them.
I don't think I've ever had Dippin' Dots.
What?
Dippin' Dots are pretty good, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I've ever had them. They're pretty damn good.
They're delicious. Little small balls of ice cream. All kind of flavors. I like cookies and cream myself.
Eat you some small flavor balls, Darren Brantman. Birthday's coming up next. It's time to play the game. Time to play the game. Birthdays here, April 22nd and the 21st. Going back to Sundays. Good little list here. We got 9 total, 4 from yesterday, 5 from today.
Okay.
Grading the list. It's pretty damn good. It's a solid A.
Okay, I can deal with an A.
This is a solid A list right here. Not A plus, but an A. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
No, not.
Let's do it.
Can you move like your laptop that way? Because I'm having to go this way. Does that make sense? Because the camera.
Oh. Sure.
No, you move that way.
There you go. I was about to say, I thought you were making a joke about wanting to see my laptop for a second. See
no.
Like, you know better than that, DB.
I was trying to get the camera to work well.
I got you. Because
it was only half my face.
Yesterday's birthdays. Here we go. He turned 72 yesterday. He's known as the King of Punk. He's an American musician, by the way. He's been active since the 60s. He was originally in a band called The Stooges. He's been a solo artist. He's known for having some long hair. Always performs without a shirt on. His one of his songs is actually one of our bumpers, by the way.
King of Punk.
King of Punk. He is from Michigan.
I have no idea.
I know this one might be hard. He goes by a stage name. Maybe that might help. His birth name, James Osterberg Jr. But.
No clue.
Yeah.
No.
I'm out on this one.
Nobody gets it. Okay. He's also a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, but nobody gets it. Iggy Pop.
Okay.
Never heard of Iggy Pop?
No, yeah, the name rings a bell. I just don't know who that is. He was with who? The Stooges?
Iggy Pop and the Stooges.
Never heard of the Stooges.
I hadn't either.
Yeah. Classic songs. Iggy Pop, a lot of classics, too.
Okay.
All right, still 0-0 here. He turned 40 yesterday. He's an actor. Let me get the origin up here. He is a Scottish actor. He has been in films such as... He was a supporting role as Mr. Tumnus in the Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
That movie terrified me.
His performance in Kevin MacDonald's drama, The Last King of Scotland, garnered him several award nominations. He has been in other movies such as Atonement. But in 2011, he played Professor Charles Xavier in the superhero film X-Men First Class. And he has reprised that role in X-Men Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, Deadpool 2, and a movie coming out in June starring Sophie Turner, Game of Thrones, Dark Phoenix. And also, he portrayed Kevin Crumb, the lead character, the man with 23 personalities, in Split.
I have his face.
I can't think of his first name. His last name, is it McAvoy?
James McAvoy?
It's James McAvoy.
James McAvoy. Yeah.
Cole kind of helped you right there. He kind of lined it up.
I had his face and
can't remember his first name.
Yep. Happy 40th, James McAvoy. DB on the board first, 1-0. Let's get to some more familiar names here. He turned 39 yesterday. He's a former NFL quarterback, current color commentator for CBS.
Tony Romo.
It's Tony Romo.
Yeah. I don't know why I was overthinking that so hard.
Yeah, pretty cut and dry. Tony Romo, 39. 1-1. Last birthday for yesterday. She turned.
Elizabeth II.
93 years old. It's Elizabeth II.
Happy birthday to the queen. The queen.
The queen.
Is she ever going to
die?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I know.
Probably not. 93 years old,
I'm
man.
I'm mad because I saw that on Twitter, too.
Mm-hmm. 93. It's just some of that monarchy blood, man.
It really is.
Just keeps him going. All right, let's continue here. 2-1 lead for Cole. Get to the five birthdays today. First up, he turned, he's 29 years old today. He is an American rapper and actor with the birth name of Colson Baker.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Cole got it first! Cole beat Bradman for Machine Gun Kelly! Yep.
That's all right.
Is it all right?
Yeah. Man.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
That's what you should have said first.
That would have helped DB. Yep. Been in the rap game for a while now, and he's recently gotten to the acting game. He's been in Bird Box and recently The Dirt, The Motley Crue.
I did not.
When he portrayed Tommy Lee.
I did not know that was him in Bird Box until.
I haven't seen Bird Box.
You need to. I didn't know it was him until I was watching an episode of Ridiculousness, and he was on it, and he was talking about it, and I went back, and he said something about being in it. I was like, no, he wasn't. Then I went back, and I was like, oh, he was a skinny.
Yeah, he was.
He was a tall, skinny white guy.
Yeah, that's him. That's MGK.
I did not realize it was him when I watched that movie.
Yeah.
That's the one with Sandra Bullock, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really good.
Really? Okay.
3-1 Cole here. Next up, he is 33 today. NFL running back. Plays college football at Cal.
Marshawn Lynch.
It's Marshawn Lynch.
Crap. I saw that on Twitter today, too, man.
I didn't.
I did, too.
I don't think.
It was like his rookie highlight film from the Bills or something.
I saw the video of him when he recreated his cart ride at Cal. It was him and his mom.
Oh.
At a Cal game either last year or 2 years ago. Yeah, doing the cart ride. That famous cart ride. just hopped on it, man. It just went. Yeah, played for the Bills, the Seahawks, and now my
beast mode
Raiders. The Oakland native. It's probably be. I doubt he plays football again after this year.
You think so?
I mean, he already retired once.
That's true.
So, yeah. I mean, this is the only team he was coming out of retired.
You don't think he makes it to Vegas?
No, no, because he only wanted to play for Oakland.
That's true.
He ain't gone, he's not
That'd
going
be a good time
Vegas
to go out for him.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it would here. All right. DB can force a tie, but he has to get these next three. Are you up to the task, DB?
I think.
Okay. Let's begin. He turns 82 today. He is an American acting legend, mainly of film. Let me get his roles up here. Okay, he's performed for over 60 years, actually.
Wow.
He's been in every type of role, like pretty much every type of genre, mainly like dramas, but also comedies. I'm just going to read them off as it goes here. Easy Rider, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Terms of Endearment, The Bucket List,
Chinatown.
Jack Nicholson? It is Jack Nicholson.
Oh, man.
And also known for, he was the Joker.
Yeah.
And the Michael Keaton Batman.
Yeah.
In 1989. The Shining.
Yeah, of course.
His most legendary role in The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to kill you. You didn't let me finish. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
Golly.
Here's Johnny. Classic. Just absolutely classic. Poor guy froze to death out in that maze. Spoiler.
Yeah, poor guy.
Trying to get his son, man.
Yeah. Dude, really hate that happened.
Really hate it too. And also, in the Departed, Anger Management with Adam Sandler. Remember that one?
Yep.
I don't know.
Do you really not remember that?
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Anger Management.
Maybe if I saw it, I don't know.
I guarantee you'd recognize it.
I don't
it.
Know, maybe.
And always known for being a number one fan of the Los Angeles Lakers as well.
Yeah. Did y'all see Bucket List?
I did not see Bucket
List. That was really good.
Good.
That was really good. Yeah.
Probably should. I do remember it, though. All right, let's finish this out here. Two more names to go. The only dead... two dead people in here. I'm sorry. The first dead person here. He would have been 149 today. Let me make sure I don't get the country of origin wrong. He was Russian. A Russian revolutionary politician, he served as the first head of government of Soviet Russia and then the first head of government of the Soviet Union. Led the Russian Revolution.
Lenin?
It is Vladimir Lenin.
I almost said Nicholas II.
He was overthrown.
Yep.
He was overthrown, yep. Yep, Lenin died in 1924, and then it went to good old Stalin. Good times over there.
Yeah.
Great times over in the Soviet Union. Last birthday, he would have been 83 today. He was a country music icon. Passed away a couple years ago.
Johnny Cash.
Not Johnny Cash. Passed away in 2017. Johnny Cash
George
actually.
Jones?
No. Johnny Cash died in 03, by the way.
Oh.
This is 2017. He hosted his own musical and comedy variety show on CBS in the 60s and 70s. He's known for songs such as Rhinestone Cowboy, Wichita Lineman.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Southern Nights, which was in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Hmm. Oh, what is his name? I can't think of his name right
it
now.
It was Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glenn Campbell, of course. Campbell.
I don't know who that is.
Rip to Glenn Campbell.
Rhinestone Cowboy, one of the best.
Like
one of the classics.
Rhinestone Cowboy. Duh, duh. Yeah.
It's a good one.
I love Wichita Lineman, though. Wichita Lineman's very good. Very somber type of song, too. Yeah, but that does it for birthdays here. Cole takes it today. And with that, we got one more segment on the way on this Monday edition of Overtime. 865-546-8200. Last call to get on the Fan Run phone lines here. Be back to wrap it up when we come back. Right here, wrapping up Overtime, 865-546-8200 here. Been a great Monday show for y'all. Great way to kick off the week here. We now go to Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
Love Brooklyn, I guess.
I've never been.
I've never been either. I've only been to Manhattan and the Bronx.
I've been to Newark.
I've been north of
Maryland. Been to Newark.
The Newark Airport. Yes.
Was it great?
It was a good 2.5-hour layover in Newark. I saw the Statue of Liberty out the window. Took a very far away picture of it.
I saw it far away from the top of the New World Trade Center.
Okay.
I didn't go out there. I thought that would have been a waste of time to go out there, mm-hmm. onto an actual island.
Yeah.
Waste of money, too.
Unfortunately, I could not leave the airport, or I would have.
Well, we go to one of the boroughs, one of the five boroughs here. Never forget about Staten Island, either. Never forget about Staten Island. It gets forgotten a lot.
It does.
But we go to Brooklyn, though. I'm just... I don't know how to really say this to make you all believe me here. But this is going to be a real thing. It's already a real thing, actually. A Brooklyn restaurant is offering the first ever, quote, rental menu for unhungry picture takers of their food.
Oh, dear Lord.
You're joking.
Famous for its unique ambiance and aesthetically pleasing cuisine, the quaint Brooklyn-based eatery Vibes, which is all lowercase, by the way, just Vibes, it now offers a slightly cheaper, quote, rental menu for patrons who don't wish to physically consume their meals.
That's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, do they make money off this?
I'm going through this here. Nothing to show me that this story is fake yet. It says for up to half.
Is this from The Onion?
No.
No?
This is not from The Onion.
Is this from New York One?
This is not Fake News Friday here. For up to half an hour, Vibes will allow you to take an unlimited amount of pictures of your rental meals and or sides at their charming and exclusive indoor/outdoor tables. Just don't actually eat the food. They have this menu here.
Like real? So they
this says rental menu here. This is a screenshot from the website. Rental menu includes items such as eggs Wonderlust.
What are they doing with this food after you like they rent it? Do they someone consume it? I just feel like that's a huge waste.
I don't know.
Aesthetic toast. Ad deal omelet.
I can show you some aesthetic toast. Come to my house. Just throw two in the toaster.
There you go.
And then it says an unfiltered table.
Oh, God.
Just take a picture like they're a nice-looking table. There's also, what's that app called? That site? VSCO? VSCO?
I don't know.
What is?
I see some people link to it on their Instagram.
Is it VRBO?
VSCO.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like VSCO and waffles or something like that. It's real. Here's pictures. Yeah. It's good-looking food. It's like we got chicken and waffles right here.
Ooh.
But just to take pictures of to get likes. I assume this is
it looks fuego, but...
I assume it's for the quote-unquote influencers.
Oh, of course.
Why don't they just make this out like, you know, like, this is fake. It's not actual edible food.
That's what I'm wondering, because it seems like a huge waste to bring out a nice meal just like to take a picture of it.
Good food. Rental sides. It's... You get...
Oh, my God.
A purse/wallet for $24, a semi-popular novel, $22, sunglasses for $20, and a laptop with intimidating PowerPoint slides, $29.
Good grief.
For your sides. Here we go. We got some novel called An American Marriage next to what looks like... what is that, an omelet? What is that?
I don't know.
Chicken.
It looks phenomenal.
Some stuff on top of chicken.
Taco.
This has got to be fake, right? I'm waiting for something to show me that it's fake.
You know, I want to say yes.
But I would not.
But since it is in Brooklyn, since it is New York, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, not at all. Not in the slightest.
They live different up there.
It says this rustic three-story space boasts an outdoor patio, marketplace, private dining room, and rooftop garden. The brunch menu includes lighter bites like yogurt with granola or avocado toast. Of course, avocado toast. For restaurant goers who prefer snapping simpler photos on a less chaotic table space. If you want to actually eat your food, I guess. It says it's not just a restaurant, or technically a restaurant all for that matter. It's an experience. And instead of A right there. Each item on the menu is Instagram ready, and the fake beverages and virgin cocktails have their own savvy names. Make sure to bring your A-game garments to match the trendiness that is Vibes. No, there's like real screenshots here of people's Instagrams with like thousands of likes from these influencers here.
Sad. Sad stuff.
Yeah, this is...
Nothing makes sense here.
No, it does not. No.
There's nothing to show me that this is fake or real. Real or fake. Would you, if you were an influencer, would you want to try that?
No, that's just a waste of... I'd rather eat the food.
I wonder, yeah. Do you get charged extra if you accidentally eat the food?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't know. If
like
I
you
was
don't get your security deposit back?
Yeah. If I was an influencer, I mean.
Why does the concept of influencers even exist?
How do you become an influencer?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. Like, what
are we? I don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't have a clue right now.
Brooklyn.
I can't. I'm trying to find out if this is fake or not. Because this has to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, you would hope.
There's someone with a funny comment.
I can't. I don't even know. I don't even know, but that's that. I mean, nothing would surprise me up there, though. Apparently, there's some Brooklyn residents who say Brooklyn barbecue is the best in the country.
Don't get me started.
Have you seen what Brooklyn barbecue looks like, though?
Oh, I've seen it.
Would you like me to refresh your memory?
I would.
Yeah. I'm looking at the picture.
Yeah, get out of here.
You get this tray with, like, the sheet here. You get, like, what looks like one, two, three, like, four just pieces of pork, I guess. What is that supposed to be? You get two, like, rolls that you can, like, buy from Food City and, like, a little small tray of, like, bite-sized pickles in a beer, of course.
Ugh.
Why is Brooklyn barbecue taking over the world?
It's not.
Ah, now that looks a little bit better, this picture right here. I clicked on another picture. It looks like you actually have more food on your plate right here.
That looks like a sampler trio, though.
Yeah, kind of.
Got a single hot dog on that plate.
I'm like, yeah, that's Brooklyn barbecue. Give me a break here. Should we just like cut off Brooklyn and just let it sell into Atlantic Ocean?
Please.
I think that's what we should do at this point here. Well, Pred Stars, Game 6. I'm hoping for the best, DB.
Yeah.
I really am. You don't sound too thrilled about it. See what happens. Talk about tomorrow here. And that does it for Overtime for Daniel Bratman, Cole McCormick. Overtime, starting again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. See you then.